You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The Bible points out that when people become increasingly self-centered and selfish, this is a sign of the end of the world.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of grace and God of glory, Thou hast dealt with us by Thy mercy. Our sins, mistakes, and failures are many. By Thy Spirit, turn our hearts unto sincere and daily repentance. In the midst of daily confusion, under the weight of difficult burdens, and facing formidable frustrations, O Lord, grant unto all listeners this hour Thy strength and Thy power. In this changing world, rivet our eyes, O Lord, on the crucifixion cross, the empty tomb, and the glorious gates of heaven. Cover us with the sin-cleansing blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, and plant within all believers the triumphant resurrection power. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. 10 years ago, people who spoke about the end of the world were considered fanatics and religious kooks. But in recent months, things have dramatically changed. With a growing threat of global war and the very real possibility of a nuclear conflagration, evidenced not by political rhetoric but by the actual stockpile of poised and prepared nuclear warheads, it has now become socially acceptable to speak about the end of history, the end of civilization, or the end of the world. One of the highest officials of the U.S. government, a secretary in the president's cabinet, recently spoke to students at Harvard University. This is what he stated. I believe, he said, that the world is going to end. Every day, he continued, I think that time is running out. These disturbing and apocalyptic comments could be made, of course, by anyone. Just because they emanate from the lips of highly placed government officials does not automatically make them true. Even men of high position do not know with certainty what the cloud-filled future will bring. At the same time, however, God has given specific information in the Bible to help guide our thinking on these crucial matters. This is what the Bible states, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I quote, understand this, that in the last days there will come times of trouble. People will love themselves. This means that people will become increasingly self-centered, selfish, and self-serving. The Bible also states that in the final days of our civilization, or our world, men will love money. The divinely inspired Holy Scriptures, God's revelation to us, also continues to point out that in the last days, people will prefer pleasures of this world instead of God. They will also have the form of godliness. Outwardly, they will appear very religious. And even religious polls and surveys today indicate this. And yet the Holy Scriptures caution that these pseudo-religious people will refuse to let this religion be the guiding power in their lives. In the last days, the Holy Scriptures point out people will claim to be religious, but they will also refuse to permit godly principles to guide their daily living. Ladies and gentlemen, the list of sins in the Bible which will become predominant in the last days is lengthy. These sins, of course, have always been plaguing our society. But the critical point is this. When these sins become, as it now seems, the guiding and predominant force in the lives of millions, this then is a certain sign that history and civilization is coming to a close. This conclusion is not a subjective opinion or a hang-up of some preacher. Rather, it is what the Holy Scriptures, inspired and revealed by God, clearly and plainly teach. We all realize, of course, that it is uncomfortable to think of the end of the world. We cannot imagine such a thing happening during our lifetime. We may consider ourselves too intelligent, too educated, or too advanced to discuss this controversial subject. In fact, for the religiously smug and sophisticated, talk of the end of times or the end of the world is the height of irrelevancy, and it must seem totally ridiculous. It rings with the type of things that pious and uneducated preachers rant and rave about, also on radio programs such as this. Have you ever noticed? People usually respond to this mysterious subject with calloused indifference. But don't let this, however, mislead you. Calloused indifference is also evident in other non-religious and important areas of life. Time magazine recently referred to Mr. Arthur Burns. He had served for several years as financial chairman of the United States Federal Reserve. A decade ago, Mr. Burns cautioned bankers about their casual and dangerous practice of indiscriminately loaning large sums of money in questionable situations. His audience, however, the miffed bankers, told Mr. Burns that they knew more about this subject than he did. Now, however, only a short time later, the Federal Reserve Chairman's warnings are rapidly becoming a bizarre reality. In a special cover story, Time magazine revealed the disturbing news that the United States and other world economies are now sitting on a worldwide financial time bomb ready to go off at any moment. The consequences are indescribable and devastating. Many carelessly granted financial loans can never be paid back. And, according to the author of the well-researched article, only one major loan default anywhere in the world could trigger far-reaching political, social, and economic reactions. The resulting suffering in human terms alone can never be calculated. Obviously, this radio broadcast, a Bible-centered, Christ-proclaiming, salvation-offering program, is not devoted to a discussion of world economics. Yet this vivid illustration, drawn from one of the most respected areas of our society, does provide a powerful, relevant, and graphic lesson. It indicates how each of us is prone to disregard certain signs of impending dangers and calamities. We do this in economics, and we do this in politics, and we comfortably practice this same principle in spiritual matters. Let us, therefore, never look the other way when the Holy Scriptures point out that when a society becomes increasingly self-centered, selfish, and self-serving, and when people and members of families are more interested in themselves than those around them, then terrible times are near and the end of civilization may be at hand. I cannot stress the one fact enough. This is not some kooky religious opinion. This is what God has clearly revealed in the Holy Scriptures. In order to appear more sophisticated and perhaps even more intelligent, I could just skip over this questionable subject. However, as an ordained preacher of the Holy Scriptures, I am bound to preach the whole counsel of God and nothing more and nothing less. This information is not very encouraging. It is not the type of message sought today by the lonely, the depressed, the despairing, or the confused. God's stern words of warning about the inevitable and soon to take place end of the world are unmistakably clear, unequivocally certain, and totally indisputable. But so also are his certain gracious words of hope and encouragement. God is speaking through St. Paul when he says, "We know that if the worldly tent, that is, our physical bodies, die or are destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with human hands, a place eternal in the heavens." The end of the world may indeed come soon, but for all believers who trust completely in the crucified Christ, there is absolutely no need whatsoever to fear. When the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ depart this life, whether it be from godless war or our own inevitable death, there is a place in heaven reserved for them. And this place will not be a temporary tent like our rapidly aging physical bodies. No, this divine destiny will be a permanent dwelling, a heavenly mansion, an eternal paradise where all believers in the crucified and resurrected Savior will rejoice forevermore. In that place, described in the book of Revelation, there will be no longer any death. There shall be no longer any mourning or crying or pain. Family tensions will not exist. Getting up each day to go to work will be unnecessary, and there will be no more bills to pay. And in that day, the Bible stresses, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Yes, it is indeed true. God does not want his followers to be concerned only with going to heaven. God desires that all people have a meaningful and abundant life on this earth. After all, this earth is the one he so graciously created. God desires no one to live in hourly uncertainty and daily fear of the future. But God also sincerely wants everyone to possess each hour of every day the absolute certainty of an eternal destiny. The daughter and son-in-law of an Iowa congressman were featured last year in a Fear of War news story. This young couple was so sure a nuclear annihilation was coming that they decided to give up their work and to see the world before it was too late. They immediately made plans to travel around the world, and when this sensational news story of their decision appeared in major newspapers, the president of Physicians for Social Responsibility gave a verbal reaction. The lady physician said, "Everywhere I go, I encounter despair." It is, indeed, not wrong to be concerned about the possibility of nuclear war. Only the most insane fool would deny the very real possibility. Documented television specials have graphically illustrated the number of nuclear warheads presently aimed at opposing nations and ready to be triggered by brief command. It is equally important, however, to make sane and sober judgments about the future. Irrational decisions can lead to panic and tragedy, especially if no war should break out. Last year, for instance, a fire roared through a Los Angeles rooming house. 18 people were killed. But they were victims of their own panic, not of the fire itself. The deputy fire chief stated, "If these people would have stayed in their rooms, they would be alive today." Concerned individuals everywhere should pray every day that God would not permit war to take place. No one ought to remain unconcerned about this important subject. But if the worst does come, and if some major or tragic calamity is permitted, there can still be hope. All who trust and follow the Savior have the consoling assurance that this life is not all there is for us. This life is only a preview of the glorious destiny of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. This life is uncertain and brief. But the life to come for all believers is certain and forever. From this hour on, refuse to live under fiction, fabricated fear, contrived in best-selling paperback books. No, don't be a victim of money-greedy authors and writers. Don't follow these Pied Pipers of Doom as they state or even imply that there is no hope if war, global tragedy, or even the end of the world would take place. On the contrary, place in your daily reading rack or in the central part of your home the hope-giving and joy-producing Holy Scriptures. Let your mind and the lives of your family members be filled with the biblical knowledge that even if the worst does come, there is for each of us a living and certain hope. These divinely inspired Bible readings will give daily encouragement to the troubled hearts as they decidedly demonstrate the confidence of Christian martyrs who steadfastly refused to be troubled by a fear of the future. These martyrs knew their lives would soon end, and yet they lived in continual peace each hour, based on the certain hope of a more glorious destiny. The words of the Apostle Paul, written to persecuted Christians many centuries ago, are most appropriate, especially in our days of increased uncertainty. The Apostle said this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The Bible continues on by saying that all who trust their entire lives to the saving power of Jesus Christ and all who walk in obedience to the Savior's commands will obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away. Yes, war bombs may destroy your home. Political and social unrest may wreck your life and your business. Embezzlers may steal your retirement savings. And even the end of civilization, evidenced by an increasingly self-centered society, may rip away your earthly hopes and dreams. But in spite of even the worst, God has reserved for all people, regardless of race or economic status, a special inheritance in heaven. This gift is reserved for all men. It is also reserved for you. But it will be given only to those who trust completely in the sin-cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. No person can touch or ruin or defile your heavenly inheritance. Yes, according to the Bible, this special reward purchased for you on the cross of Calvary by the innocently shed sin-cleansing blood of Jesus Christ is reserved for you forever. Your enemies may do terrible things against you, but this cannot touch your heavenly inheritance. The Bible states that your inheritance is permanent and imperishable. Don't reject this precious reward, and don't reject God's grace through unbelief or a refusal to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For if you have been living a life apart from God, then turn unto Him in sincere and daily repentance. Trust and believe in the saving power of Jesus Christ and trust in Him alone. Leave your old self-centered life. Begin today to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Him and Him alone. Refuse to live in fear of the future, and from this hour on, begin each day with a confidence that even if the worst should come, you have a more glorious destiny now reserved in heaven for you. Believe this, and live with joy and confidence from this very hour. God bless you. Amen.